Today, we're asking, did anyone ever actually watch this Dragon Ball Z movie? Dotto!
Hello, Nino.
Hello, Dotto.
I like to calm it down every now and then.
I felt that.
Well,
Dotto, I have a question for you immediately. By the way, we're talking about Dragon Ball Z. Welcome to Key Moments. I'm Nanogenix. That's Dotto Doyle.
Hi.
How are you with time management?
Not very good. Not very good. In fact, incredibly bad. I might be the worst at it.
I am not very good at it. I used to be even worse than I am now. And I want to get better, if not anything, because the person that edits this podcast also edits my main channel videos. And I know that my time management and being better about having content to him faster would also probably make his life easier.
Yeah, probably.
But not only that, I also have two children. I have a wife. And one of the things I did, so I'm going to take a step back. I became a full-time content creator a week before I had my first son.
Okay.
And I didn't understand how to handle that because I have had a job since I was 15. And then all of a sudden at 25, 26, you know, I didn't have like a job anymore. You know, like it was just, I did what I wanted to when I wanted to do it. And I was really bad at it. Then you introduce, so I went from having a structured, I go to work at 7, get off at 4.
Have fun or just not think about stuff.
Yeah. I was doing YouTube for a long time. And with that, I did YouTube for 2 years while also doing my job. But anyway, go from that structure to full freedom for a week to, okay, now I've got a son that has to eat every 3 hours. And I took the night shifts because I was staying up late to do YouTube. Mm-hmm. And we had a talk of just like, you have to figure out some way to at least spend time with us. Like, it's great that you're helping, but like you have to figure out a way to also spend time with us, because I was being so bad with time management that to get a video out, I'd have to lock in. But locking in was like the time that I should be probably spending time with them. Mm. And ever since then, the only real good thing of time management I am is that from like 4 to like 7:30 every day, I try to make sure I'm like spending time with them.
Okay. Well, that's
and then I try to structure around that. But if I'm piss poor around that, it ends up me not having YouTube videos to put out.
Well, that is the way it goes. I myself have also been on the receiving end of not uploading any YouTube videos, and which as a YouTuber basically means you just didn't go to work that day.
Yeah. Or you went to work, but you have nothing to show for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because messaging people punished and trying to organize and get content ready, because maybe the video you're working on needs like other things done first. So you're probably super familiar with that, doing all those like fancy,
yes.
Well, not just even the thumbnails, but the raids that you guys do. I'm sure it takes some pre-thought, yeah. And like it's not just like you show up, right? And you're just
all right, guys. I literally think of, yes, it's true. My version of time management is making sure that I call them filler videos, even though there's nothing filler about them. They're just other videos.
Did you pick that up from the one and only Rhyme Style?
Yes, but
he says that a lot.
I do think
he says it so much that it's almost like every video is a filler.
Every video is a filler video. Most videos.
I've gotten out of that thought process. I'm like, nope.
Not for me. I love that thought process. I always think of every video as a filler video. Even videos I think are like that I work pretty hard on. As soon as they are done, I consider them a filler video because they are filling the time.
Mm, that's fair. I definitely always got what he meant, though, was like there's the videos that you probably work like multiple days on. And then there's the videos where you and I sit down and we cut it in like an hour.
Yes.
And there's a huge difference between one we cut in an hour. But what I have found, at least with my channel anymore, most of the videos that I cut in an hour and just try to add a like fun thumbnail and title to do not do as well.
Really? I found that a lot of time the ones I work harder on, and the ones that I would necessarily think are the ones that we worked harder on, don't do as well as the ones that people just like that are necessarily.
It could just be like you and I, while in the Dragon Ball sphere, we have definitely cultivated audiences that are vastly different, I think.
Yeah.
Some overlap for sure. I can probably go look at my analytics and I guarantee you, you're one of the top people that like, if they watch my channel, they watch your channel. You ever look at that?
I do sometimes. For me, it's mostly for me, it's just the people I collaborate with, which is shocker, you know. But
am I on there?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, you're not in my top 5 right now.
All right, thank you, man. I got bumped
down. You're not on here at all. What? I've been doing cooked. A lot. I've been doing a lot of like legends though.
I'm absolutely
you were definitely on here last month because of Sparking Zero videos.
That was a good time. I mean, Sparking Zero is always a good time. For me, really, it's just the only thing that matters on a video is how much fun I have. Because I think the amount of fun the people in the video have translates to, hopefully it's a fun time. So people have fun. And then there you go. That's a video.
Yeah.
And really, that can happen in either. Like the raids take a long time, but cutting them doesn't. Like doing the raid, hour 30 max. You know, sometimes we have somebody in the call that, like, my two paths. I mean, you've heard it. We recently did a recording where all of us were together. The two paths before me, and I have negative traits too, guys. I'm just not going to tell. I can't bring the comedy to it. Mine would just simply be not showing up. The two paths before me on raids are either Rhyme. The classic Rhyme joke with raids is like, we will try hard. Like, Rhyme will get a hard as fuck broken raid with 17 one-shots, and we will try as hard as possible and just lose. And then he'll be like, okay. But this time, let's like, can we like try? And but the thing is, he like means, he's like, all right, how about we all just try? And then me and D are like, what are you doing? We are dry, bro. I'm sweating my fucking ass off, bro. Like, I've been locked in silent. And then the Dion side is like, I just don't know if this one was funny enough. Like, should we like maybe do it again or like something wacky? I'm like, bro, this is good. Although granted, usually the raids aren't susceptible to that. So, but other than that, those two hypothetical situations, they're like an hour 30 max.
Wait, so do you guys sometimes scrap? Like, are there raids that have been filmed that are scrapped because like,
I don't, in the era of,
someone didn't think it was good enough, maybe?
In the era that we are now, no. Whereas in, we all make one. And then, like, that's it. No, we don't, like, necessarily all each do one.
I noticed that. And then also I was talking to Dino about it, of how you guys, like, don't, like, it's not three hits first hit. And then you see that three times on everyone's channel back to back.
I kind of miss that.
Do you?
I kind of do. I mean, I thought it was fun.
One thing that I'm going through right now with the gacha content that I'm kind of craving, and I'd been thinking about this before I even had the conversation with Dino, was I almost crave the idea, like, obviously enjoyed... Did you see I did a Fortnite video cross legends while Avatar was out?
Yes, I did see that.
So that in that video, because it's quads, and then because we had quads, we could do a full tournament at the end. And basically we just made it to where like Fortnite and the kills we got with the different bending elements equaled money, and we used money to buy characters to build teams.
Okay.
And that was fun, but I when it was all said and done, I was just almost like, I wish, like, I'm totally down to lock in and us. By the way, it was a 16-hour film session. It was 16 total hours.
Why?
Because we were filming four parts. We filmed.
Oh.
And you got to think, we're filming two games. So think about this. When you're doing your raids, you would have had to done, like, if you somehow were combining, let's just for your channel, let's say you're combining Tenkaichi 2 and Xenoverse 2. Just for whatever the hell, we'd have to do an hour and a half in Xenoverse 2 and then an hour and a half in Tenkaichi 2. Then you times that by three. So that'd be a 9-hour recording session for you guys.
I'm cooked.
So for us, the video, basically the parts that it was in, it was split up into three parts. We had to play Fortnite. We did that session. It was about an hour and a half per person. So that's 6 hours. Then we did the shop buying session. That was about 45 minutes per part. Then we did the actual Legends PvP session. That was about an hour apart. So... And that's each times four. Yeah. So that entire, And so like that entire session was like 16 hours total. And so looking back on it, I'm like, I'm totally down to dive in and do that from time to time, but I would rather us each come up with different ideas. Like I came up with the Avatar idea, but I'm like, instead of making four of the exact same video, we should each make four. Like Slay was one of the people in the video. He's a huge Call of Duty head. So even though he'd wreck us and probably have way more kills on the board than us, I was like, we should have done like Call of Duty Cross Legends. And then my video could have been Fortnite Cross Legends. And then, you know, whatever like Ryuden and Diddy like, we could do that. And like, that's what we should do. That way we don't just all have the four of the exact same video, basically.
Well, for that, yeah, because that sounded like it just sucked, like time-wise.
And then it would have like added some... Especially recording for 16 hours, we could have like had some differences and got some like... kind of a palate cleanse, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's better to be unique, which is a perk of the And one of the things we said, the thing is, I almost agree in term, because what we wanted to do was like a month of, we call it the exclusivity clause, where it's just on their channel first, and then maybe a month later, if somebody wanted to, we could just do.
Yeah, like you, like you get Celmax this month, someone gets Celmax a month.
You can have it later. Yeah, you can. We can do it for you later, but we're just lazy, so we almost never do that. But I guess, I mean, it is good. I mean, it is good for that. I think the average views on everybody's channel increase, but maybe not by that much. I don't think the exclusivity really sold it by that much. I always thought the fun part was, one, doing it in different orders to be in different like mental headspaces. And two, we used to throw some unique little spins. Like sometimes we would do like, if we were already like, if we had beaten the raid before. The thing is, we used to not beat the raids at all. So it would just be about seeing if we could get far and actually win.
Okay.
But now we like.
What's your favorite order to go in?
I don't really have one. I think each of them can be funny at any time.
I have found that I usually get part one. I don't really want part one. I think part two is usually the sweet spot, especially when I'm doing like a trio thing.
Yeah.
Because in part two, you're like warmed up.
I think it's entirely like, I do get the warmed up. Part three is the last, I will say this.
I don't like being the last part.
The last part is always the riskiest part, because then everybody's just like.
Could be dead. Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes. Or maybe sometimes it's like delirious, funny, kind of vibes. It really is RNG. It's about the energy in the room.
It's true.
And it's about just making sure like sometimes before we record, it's important that we're like trying to make each other laugh before then, just so we go into the part with like an elevated sense of, I think it's just about making sure you're as receptive to being happy as possible. It's literally just about being happy. Like, is this funny? Or honestly, sometimes the opposite could be like, when Rhyme gets mad, obviously he can get like too mad. If you're like real mad, it's fucked. But if you get like, or if any of us get like this perfect sweet spot of mad, where it's like, for me, that was like the Omega Shenron raid, which I think was a part we did on everyone. So this was like right at the end of this. But the Omega Shenron stuff was like really fucking hard and really annoying. So that one was more of like a rage video, which is good. I think I did two parts on that actually. but I see what you mean. There definitely is a science to it. And in fact, I mean, Ryan told you the joke, like Dion will sometimes, the bad part of going first, and if Dion's first and then we end, it's like, well, like sometimes we find that sweet spot. The thing is that what Ryan does it, I'm giving you all the context now that I could just like rattle on forever. The context to this bit is like, we'll go and sometimes it's funnier. So Dion will be like, damn, can we just come back around? But I feel like it's almost a 0% hit chance. This is the problem for Dion. It's almost a 0% hit chance. It's either go into a game blind and we get the funny reactions of figuring stuff out, or research a game a little, play it a little, warm up a little, just so we know the controls, so that it's not just us fumbling around with the controls and being confused. Every time we warm up, we immediately laugh and get like jump scared or yada yada, or it's funny and it's just flat out funny, and we go, oh my God, we should have recorded this. Or we don't warm up and we literally sit there around a campfire in a survival horror game. We're just like, does anybody know what we're supposed to be doing? And then it's like, all right, cut, scrap this shit, dude. Like, let's just restart. And it's, I swear to God, it has never once worked. But if I'm playing devil's advocate, I am often the guy. Because one of them feels worse. If we have to re-record something, that's annoying. But it is better than having than risking losing the moment forever. If you record right away, you don't know, and something funny happens.
Yeah, you've got it.
It's good. We got it. We did it.
Yeah.
Mission successful. But yeah, so I'm pretty, I like, again, it's a vicious thing, this recording cycle.
The last thing I'll say about, to bring it back to the time management aspect too, which time management is super important when you're trying to like collab with people, obviously.
Yes, and that's why I hate it, dude. Yeah. I can't tell you. No, now I'm going to cut you off, because I just want to say how much I fucking hate collaborating with people that aren't. But I was telling you this about this in a different way. Our circle of people that we collaborate with, while we are all very different people, on core things that are important, we got very lucky in how similar we are. Like, I guess I don't have a problem saying this, but in normal work culture, it's like, hey, how much do you make? Listen, I'm just not quite comfortable sharing that information. Rhyme asked me how much a video makes. I take a picture of all of my most important statistics and I send it to him. I ask him, he takes a picture of all his most important details and he sends it to me. I could do that for just about literally anybody that I collaborate with. Or also, time management wise, I hate being peer pressured, or like not peer pressured, but like I hate responsibility. I've been so lucky to do this job. I want to avoid responsibility. I like working with people that are like, hey, I was literally just like jerking off and just doing absolutely nothing. You want to record a video right now? Yeah, I'm free right now. Let's
do it. What he's saying is he would much rather me be text him and go, yo, you want to do key moments right now? And he's like, sure. Yeah, sure. Versus, Dotto, can we record key moments tomorrow at 3 p.m.?
Or, hey, how's your whenever somebody says, how's your schedule looking? I'm like, I'm cooked.
I don't ever ask that, do I?
I don't think so, no. It's just like,
my schedule's fucked too. I like it and I hate scheduling things because then guess what? It gets to the time to be there and there's something else I also need to do.
I'm the exact person. I don't know if anybody can relate to this, but if I have something to do at 7 p.m. that day, I've been this way since I was a kid.
Oh, we've talked about this.
And this is a debilitating part of my character. It's a character flaw. I need to fix it. But
same.
Like, oh, it's at 7. Oh, 7. I will fucking go catatonic until it is time and I lose an entire day.
Or doctor's appointment.
If somebody
like schedules in the afternoon, I'm like, I can't do anything until after like the 2 p.m. doctor's appointment.
Yes. Like, what's been like, dude, I can't. I have a doctor's appointment at 2. Dude, it's 10 a.m. I know. Isn't it annoying that I have to sit here until 2 p.m. and just do nothing?
4 hours of just nothing.
But like, again, like somebody that I like collaborating with now, especially on Breakers, is Ironclaw. I was telling you about this.
Ironclaw.
But this dude works.
You said Ironclaw.
Oh, I love that movie. Iron Kane, old icon. But he works a real job, so he can only record till late. So what's really hard about that is he's like, and also there's not as much spontaneity. He's like, how about 10 on Wednesday? And I'm like, you might as well chain me with a fucking restrictive vow, dude. It's like 10 p.m. on Wednesday. I'm like, you've just sentenced me to fucking 3 days solitary confinement, brother. And so I've been trying to like work it out where I just like hit him up.
Yeah, that's on Wednesday.
Also, it's combined with trips.
So I'm messaging you on Sunday and you're like, I can't do anything, man. I got this thing on Wednesday at 10.
Yeah, like, dude, I like the classic key moments conundrum. And I think it's worked around to you've really figured out the cheat code. But Nana will always just go, hey, you want to do this today or tomorrow? And I'll go, oh, tomorrow. Tomorrow works. Thank you. Because I also don't like, dude, the thing is like after a certain time, tomorrow is fine for me. Because I'm just like, okay, that's tomorrow. Like that's tomorrow me's problem. Any longer than that, and it's my problem just for longer days. Tomorrow, it's like that's the perfect middle ground. Or instantaneously. The problem with key moments is just that it's also more set up. So that's why I often push it to tomorrow. So I'm like, now I have a clean. Usually, I'm not even going to lie. When I say that, I take the rest of the day because I just make key moments my day, really. I just set up, I wait, and then after that, maybe I'll do something. Before that, I'm cooked. I'm just sitting there.
Oh, my God. Catatonic. So the other thing I was going to say about time management is that the other thing, too, about doing this as a job is that sometimes, and I don't know how, I talked to, I think, Choctopus that does this. He's on a very like timetable thing. So like if he says he's gonna work from 7 to 4, that's it. That's cool. All he works. I guess that's cool. But like in this job, sometimes to get the video done, to get it out, to do the thing, you just have to work past that.
Yes.
Just is what it is.
Yes. But I mean, I get that, Nano, but also I think that is that's an unfortunate, like if someone works 7 to 4, I think that's so awesome. Cause one of the biggest problems is just like never being out of it. And sometimes
100%, sometimes I can't turn this off ever.
Sometimes you would have to make exceptions, but like
that is the one thing about them that I do love. So, I mean, I love obviously everything about them, but
that's one thing about the old like, ball.
They do give me a true out, like because you know, and sometimes I do work between 4 and 7. It's just inevitable. We film key moments sometimes between then. Since Todd has been here, we definitely worked
we've worked the entire time I've been here.
But like if we're going out that night or there's just so many things that gives me that like hard cut off where I shut off. And like when we're at the dinner table, I haven't been doing a lot of stuff on my phone because of key moments. So I have been being on it a little more lately when we're not in here recording, because I'm obviously not looking at my phone while I'm making videos for you guys. But like I don't even look at my phone. Like we don't do phone time with the kid. Like they don't like nothing, like no screen time period. So like it's just a full on immersion with them. And, anyway, we are here to talk about Tree of Might though.
Are we?
We are, I think.
Oh, we might be.
Are we here to talk about Tree of Might? Tree of Might was something that I couldn't really remember. It's kind of like World's Strongest for me.
I mean, I didn't, there was a lot of this movie I just didn't even know existed. I'm not even going to lie.
I think the only reason I knew aspects were because of the games.
Yes, literally just, I would have remembered Turles because he's Turles. Yeah. And then Killdriver, because that's in the games and that's cool. He does a galactic donut, but up. Or like from his hands, you're like this.
It's so sick.
Anytime they do something new with beams, I think, I wonder if they know how important that is.
Do you think when they were doing
Killdriver, they were like, that's good. That's good. That's unique. I like that. But anyway, yeah, no, I'm with you. I forgot everything about this movie other than the main villain. And then even then, every character trait he had, pretty much, I completely forgot. Besides, he looks like evil Goku.
Yeah.
And, I mean, can I go through a few of the traits I forgot about?
Sure, let's go.
This guy is one of the most winningest Dragon Ball Z villains of all time.
He, like, truly, the ending doesn't even feel deserved because he...
No, I agree with you completely. Like, this also, while he is the most winningest, he's also the most hoed Dragon Ball Z villain of all time. This guy goes for... Every time he talks shit, he wins.
Yep.
Every plan he has, executed to perfection.
Piccolo literally lost in this film 4 times.
I wasn't going to bring that up until later.
4 separate times.
Because this isn't...
It just fits with what you're talking about.
The only people that will hate this film are Piccolo fans, because this guy is just the world's greenest punching bag. He pulls up to save Gohan. Leave the kid alone. Oh, shit, I got shot. He gets back up after that. Folded. He attacks Turles again. Stepped on, blasted. Actually, no, he was literally on his ass. He was like, please don't shoot me. Get shot, toasted.
That was one of the cooler moves because he shoots down and then the beam goes up in the air.
Yes, and it explodes out. It was cool. Whew. And then Piccolo jumps Turles with the rest of the Z Fighters. Folded, 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 folded. All of them folded. But at least for them, most of them was just their second time getting folded. For Piccolo, that was his big four. It went 0-4.
Yeah.
You go 0-4 in a 50-minute film, my guy?
It's nuts.
That shit was embarrassing. That was an all-time loser performance. And that's Piccolo right there. Usually he gets a few wins. But no. I do kind of hope, and I don't think this happens, but this film more than any other made me really hope, like, there's got to be one movie out there where, Dragon Ball Z movie that is, where the Z Fighters actually... do get some wins, like they maybe overcome a minion. Is that too much to ask for? Like in we watch My Hero, that movie's on this podcast. If you want to watch us, watch World Mission. But that's like how you do it, dude. That is the modern anime take. It's like, here are your three favorite characters. I know they're not like, that would be like Goku and Vegeta and like maybe Piccolo. But like, if you're going to do that film, they're split up. It's okay to let them win. They can pass out even. They can win and go, I did it. Like My Hero did that. They don't want them in the final battle. They don't want them there. But
at least they got to win.
At least they can win.
Yeah.
The Z Fighters are just the world's biggest losers. They just get folded, and then Goku literally has to fight all of them at once. He's like he's almost like the good guy Turles.
Almost.
Because he, their win-loss ratio against Goku is about as good as the Z Fighters versus Turles.
Yeah,
your favorite scene in the movie was probably when Goku...
went up in the air and...
Yeah, he instant rise from Breakers. I don't know if you caught that. That was a Breakers reference.
Oh.
The instant rise, dude.
Sick.
And then you had double palms out.
So we do usually give some fun information about this, so let's talk about it.
Okay, what information we got?
It premiered on July 7th of 1990. At the Toei Anime Fair, which was additionally dubbed Akira Toriyama The World, as the other two movies premiering at the fair were based on works by Akira Toriyama. Oh, that's actually really cool.
I would have loved to have gone to that.
It was first dubbed in English by Funimation and Saban Entertainment through Ocean Productions in 1997. I actually have the Ocean dub in there. We could have technically watched the Ocean dub.
That would have been a little nostalgic.
Oh, well.
I do like Turles' voice here, though. I'm not sure.
Yeah. No, I... Well, also, we watched this on Blu-ray, And I guess now's as good a time to mention, this was a very pretty movie.
Yeah.
There was like no bad shots.
No, it all looked like,
ever.
It was all like A quality or above.
I cannot get over how good this and World's Strongest look. Like both of these films.
They were on, I guess back in the day, if you draw a character slightly off model, you were just escorted out of the building and given.
What is this?
Get the fuck out of my studio. Okay, I feel like this isn't fair, but.
So the quality here was crazy. I was beyond impressed with just how good this film looked the entire way through. This is a very interesting little thing here. This is not in trivia, but it says in the edited Dragon Ball Z release, the film was adapted into 3 episodes of the Namek saga.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait. Read that again.
In the edited
okay.
Dragon Ball Z release, the film was adapted into 3 episodes of the Namek saga. We're watching the uncut, so we will not see that.
Where would they put that in?
And so we are doing a rewatch here. This is Key Moments. What's up? Welcome to the channel. And we are watching this in between when it technically released. So I do believe, let's see if it tells us down there. I think usually when on these wikis, it does kind of tell you timeline placement. This film occurs, though not literally, after Goku arrived on Namek, but before the final showdown with Frieza. But it technically released between episodes 54 and 55 of the series, which is where we are at. And even no matter at what point Namek saga, it makes no sense.
Because they're on Earth.
I guess these characters do get brought back. But at least right now, when it released, there are characters that are still dead. They summon Shenron, which they cannot do. And they're on Earth, which they're not on Earth.
This is the most anime film of all time.
Yes. This one, I think, in terms of, and maybe we'll see more. Well, Lord Slug will probably also feel a little off. But
like World's Strongest, at least kind of tried.
Yes. But, and Cooler actually probably makes quite a bit of sense because Cooler happens after.
Yeah.
So that could make.
Whenever they base the movie off something that's happening in the series, that's probably the strongest time.
Yeah. So, but that doesn't really matter. We know we're watching a movie. It's all a self-contained experience, so I don't really care. I did point it out in the reaction.
Kid me definitely cared.
But it is what it is. Anyway, I just wanted to see where they said the timeline placement was, but we did watch this technically when it released. Like, we are experiencing this as if Dotto and I got to go watch The Tree of Might in 1990. We just wrapped up episode 54, and 55 is going to air like in 2 days.
And we've been talking, like, the anime has been extremely good.
Been really good.
So if I was watching the anime like weekly in Japan, let's say I was just in a Japanese guy, I'm just watching the show, dude, I would have been like, holy shit, Dragon Ball might actually be the greatest show to ever be made of all time, because it was good. Like, I just saw Zarbon kick Vegeta's ass, and now I'm watching this Turles guy, and he's just kicking everybody's ass.
He looks like
ass.
Goku.
And he's like Goku. He's like evil Goku. Saiyans just come in from all over. I like how they didn't even try to describe how Turles survived. They were just like, he's a Saiyan. How? Isn't that cool? Yeah, I like that.
There was a statement where like of course Kakarot's still alive. He's a Saiyan. We don't perish. We don't die. And I looked at each other. I forgot
about that. Turles literally said Saiyans never die.
Yeah. And I'm Donald pretty sure and I like, looked at each other. Like, yeah, there's like literally canonically 3 of you left.
You guys literally get bitched so often. You have a genetic ability to, if you get almost bitched, get stronger so that it doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
Like, that's your whole shtick.
That's so crazy.
But hey, I mean, that's just Saiyan DNA right there.
The thing that I guess I kind of remembered subconsciously but couldn't remember 100% was if the Tree of Might sapped the life out of the Earth. And guess what? It does. I have a question for all of you guys. Have you ever seen Tremors with Kevin Bacon? Because the freaking tree, the tree roots looked like tremors going through all over everywhere. The city, the forest. it literally looked like tremors going like.
I recently saw Kevin Bacon in the film Maxine with 3 X's.
Oh, he's in that?
Yeah, I didn't really care much for the movie.
Oh, he
was pretty good.
Tremors was a 1990 movie. It came out the same
1990?
Time. 1990? Yeah, 1990.
It was probably inspired by The Tree of Might.
It came out the same time.
Yeah.
The Tree of Might.
It was just what people were thinking about, like little worms, dude.
Man.
What are you saying man for? Is Tremors your favorite movie? Does it remind you of a simpler time?
I really like Tremors.
Oh my God.
I do.
Big fan of Tremors and Passengers.
As someone grew up in the 90s. Yes. It was like one of those things that I watched, and it was like, then it would come on TBS.
Yeah. And you always had to sit down if Tremors was on.
Yep.
Yeah. Got to sit down, get a snack.
And there was I always watch the edited version. So I actually don't like watching the movie. Cause in the edited version, Kevin Bacon yells as he's running, "I got myself a plan." And then it makes sense if you've seen it.
Okay.
And in the unedited, or when you're actually watching the movie, he like cusses. So they had to cover up him cussing. And like, I was like, it doesn't hit the same. I want to hear him just say, "I got myself a plan," as he's running.
What does he say when he curses?
I think he uses shit or something. He says something about shit. Like he doesn't say, "I got myself a plan." I do know that.
Nothing about a plan though?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, that's a weird
It's a fully, what do you call that when you audio?
If you would have asked me 3 minutes before, I think I would have just said it.
There's a soup
ADR.
ADR. So as I say, there's a super famous scene of Hugh Jackman doing it for Logan when he's in the forest scene. He's having to like dub back over what's happening out there.
Yeah.
Man. Wolverine. Logan, actually, specifically. Have you seen Logan?
Yes.
Good movie.
Yeah.
Great movie, even.
Have you seen Deadpool and Wolverine?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Fantastic.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm looking forward to the MCU now, man.
I'm happy you enjoyed it. The film has been doing great reviews wise. People are loving it. They're saying this is better than Deadpool 1. Well, let's get back to the Tree of Might. Great film. Let's go. Things I forgot, Nano. Completely. The Great Ape was a huge part of this movie. I didn't know that was in here.
So I did, and I didn't want to spoil it for you.
Okay, I appreciate that.
It's an active ability on a Turles and Dokkan, and that's the only reason I know that.
What? His?
For whatever reason, Dokkan loves Turles, and they've released multiple Turleses, and his active skill on the most recent one is turning. He does the crazy spin that he didn't go on.
He turns the guy around, does he always turn Gohan around?
Turns Gohan into a great ape. Great ape attacks, and then he does the attack.
Oh, wow.
That's how I knew that.
That's crazy that his skill involves like a kid, on Dokkan. He spins. But yeah, the spin on Dokkan and turning him into a great ape was sick. I completely forgot that was in the film, but I would say that was like, basically, Great Ape Gohan was like one of Turles' henchmen. Oh, another thing I didn't forget, and even although he wasn't necessarily a big part of the film, but the one of Turles' henchmen, by far my favorite henchman, was he's like one of the most unique Dragon Ball guys. He had like jets in his like armor.
That's Kakao.
Kakao?
Kakao.
Kakao.
It's almost like cocoa, but with A's.
Dude, he is sick. He is the first person, I think, to ever read like a blink or an after image.
Yamcha cool.
Blinks behind him, but obviously he hasn't appeared at that spot yet. He flips open his like chest things and automatically, like a robot, and he thrusts backwards. Yamcha appears behind him where he was trying to be, but by this point, the thrusters have already put him behind Yamcha. This shit was a Budokai Tenkaichi 3 counter, bro. That was sick. I was like, oh. And then he put Yamcha into an even bigger Yamcha crater, which
I could not believe they actually did that. A little unnecessary,
but I just don't. I'm going to be honest. I know it's an OG like shonen anime. I'm gonna harp on it. I don't think there was ever a time where kids, if Yamcha was your favorite character, there was never a time where kids would have been like, "Oh, okay, that's okay though. He's not Goku." No, dude, they want to see their favorite character get some wins, man. Damn.
Yeah, it is correct. Now that you're bringing that up and comparing it to My Hero, it is nuts that they gave every single win in this film to Goku.
But that's all of Dragon Ball. Like every Dragon Ball movie is probably like that. And not to sound too like, goddamn participation trophies, but like, give me some participation trophies, bro. Like everybody in new gen anime, everybody's getting a trophy, bro. I promise you, every character that somebody could possibly be a fan of is getting something cool to happen.
Yeah, you get a little something, something.
A little something, at least.
Well, all right, so I got the battles here in front of me.
All right,
let's run through them.
Go through them.
Tien and Chiaotzu versus Raizin and Lakasei. Lakasei? Lakasei.
Lakasei.
Sure. They didn't say their names in the...
They did, actually.
One of them did, right?
No, both... Because the one goes, Raizin, and then the other one goes, Lakasei.
Yeah. And then... Okay, so we did never hear Kakao's name, though, right? I don't think any...
Oh.
The guy who I said was Almond, he's Amand.
Amand.
Basically Almond.
Okay.
So anyway, Tien Chiaotzu versus Raizin, and
who won that one?
Who do you think?
probably the Raisin and
Krillin versus Amand.
Amand, who won that one? Amand.
Amand. Yamcha versus Kakao.
Who? No, it was Kakao. But at least it was a cool read. So
it was Goku versus Diaz and Kakao.
Who won that one?
Goku.
Goku.
Gohan versus Raisin.
Gohan actually win this one.
Gohan did get wins. You just have to be an offspring of Goku be a fan of an offspring of Goku.
Yes.
But not Goten, because damn.
No, he doesn't get no wins.
You can't be Goten fans out.
You can't. I mean, Goten barely gets consciousness. He barely is at that age and he loses it very quickly.
Yep. Gohan versus Lakasi. Like, whatever.
Again? Like he does it again?
There's Gohan versus Raisin.
Oh.
There's Gohan versus Lakasi.
I'm not even gonna lie. I think in the movie I just thought it was the same guy coming back. But who won that one? Like, actually, I don't remember.
I think Gohan won both of those.
Nice.
Because then Gohan versus Turles, and that's when Turles beats his ass.
And that's a loss. Which is fine.
Burst up in a mix.
Yep.
And then
the classic spin. That was animated really good.
It was.
But Great Apes in play now. What's the next battle?
Gohan and Piccolo versus Turles.
This was barely a fight. Piccolo says, hand the child over, and then gets shot.
Yep.
So and then that's an L.
Gohan Great Ape versus Goku.
That's this is a draw.
That's a draw.
This is a draw. Back and forth, though. Great.
Gohan Great Ape versus Turles.
I mean, it's crazy to say, but Turles wins this one. He's about to literally kill him. And Goku cuts his tail so that he morphs back into a baby and dodges it. Although, to be fair, it looked like the movie made him dodge, under it. I think it would have been cooler if the baby went through the middle. Like, that would have been pretty sick.
Yeah, I agree. Goku versus Amand. I said Diaz earlier. It's Days.
Okay.
It's Days.
Okay.
My brain saw the I before the A, but it's the A before the I.
Goku versus?
Amand, Days, Kakao, Raisin, and Legacy.
Damn. That's a lot of people.
And he wins.
Oh, he wins.
Because this is Kaioken times 20.
Against them?
Oh no, it's not.
This is base Goku.
Nah, he does go. He does go Kaioken, I think.
Oh, okay, lucky.
There's one point where he shields himself, I feel like, and then we see him.
Very
clearly he had Kaioken on. Then Piccolo versus Turles again.
Who wins that?
Turles. Goku versus Turles.
Turles.
Piccolo, Krillin, Yamcha, Tien, Chiaotzu versus Turles.
Turles.
Goku versus Turles.
This is the final one.
This is the last one.
This is where Turles gets absolutely hoed.
Is this where we want to talk about it?
Yes, sure. Turles gets hoed this film.
It is so crazy how little that no one did anything to Turles. And he had a ton of different moves, by the way.
Yes.
This dude was pulling out moves out of his ass all over the place.
Kill Driver, he did one time. It's not even like he was spamming Kill Driver.
No.
He did that one time.
The shot where Goku fell from him and he's firing out a ton of blasts towards Goku down towards the tree. But it was a zoomed out shot. That shot was so cool, dude.
It was. Honestly, Turles, I hope they add him to Sparking Zero. They would do this guy justice.
They would. I agree.
Turles has some sick fucking moves, dude. But no, for the record, you heard the battle count. We went through it all. Turles was undefeated. What's not really known, I mean, what we aren't really giving credit to, is the reason Nano said Goku Kaioken times 20 is because Turles before fruit is still washing everybody. But then he takes one bite of the fruit, crushes it. Goku goes Kaioken times 20.
Sick, by the way.
They're still not even trading blows.
No.
Turles washes him.
Goku did nothing to Turles until the finale.
Literally, it wasn't even close. It wasn't even interesting in the form of
he even throws a spirit bomb at him.
This was embarrassing.
And Turles pushes it back.
He blasts it away. And then it hits Goku.
It's crazy.
Saiyan Saga Vegeta ain't doing that.
No.
No, bro. Turles is just a different beast. This guy must have been one of the most elite Saiyans of all time.
It's crazy.
It made me want to eat the fruit. Honestly, I like to think of myself as a decent guy, a good guy. But if I was one of the good guys and I saw him get that, if he ate the fruit and threw hands with times 20,
I might be eating a little bit of fruit. I might be eating a little bit of fruit.
Fuck me. I'd be chewing down on as many of those things as I could get my hands on. Times 20 Goku and he got washed?
Yeah, it's crazy.
If I was Tien, I'd go back to the dark side, bro. I'd be like, yeah, fuck all this good guy shit. I'm gone. But anyway, this is where it happens, Dano. The ultimate, so far, the biggest hoeing at any Dragon Ball Z movie by far.
Yeah. Because, like, again, he had taken literally no lickings at all. Like, straight up, this dude was, like, basically untouched.
He was untouched. This guy, I don't even know why he wore armor. He should have just wore a goddamn...
His scouter was still intact. If that doesn't tell you anything...
That is true.
His scouter was still intact.
No Dragon Ball character with a scouter ever leaves with that shit still on. You're right. That is a fucking feat and a half, bro. Nobody even popped his scouter because he didn't turn it on. He didn't even care. I don't even think he used it.
Apparently, like, he did. I do see it's something in trivia. He did, apparently.
It was on Gohan, I think, right?
He did it on Gohan, Piccolo, and Goku.
Oh, really? I don't remember that. Well, never mind then.
I didn't see that either, but...
But I don't think he really cared that much. He just...
No.
Everybody else that wears a scouter is like, 1,468? I might be able to beat you. Turles was just like, I'm going to beat your ass. Anyway, so Goku gets hit with his own spirit bomb, and he's dead. This is the first time I ever heard Goku. He was like, he got all of the Battle of God streaming. Everybody was like, Goku, stand up. We're with you. And he literally said, no, I don't want, I'm so good on that. I do not fucking want to do this anymore. And then the last one, even like all of his boys took one by one. They said, please. And he was like, no. And then Gohan's like, please. And he's like,
okay.
Oh, fuck, fine. I'll stand up one more time.
I'll be a dad.
And then this whole time, the golden fruit is calling to him. I'm not going to lie. I thought he was going to like eat it. Like
I told him I didn't think he was going to eat it because I felt like him eat because the fruit is like stolen basically from all the nutrients of Earth. So I felt like what he was really doing is, which is still kind of stealing it, but I guess giving it back in a way, but stealing the energy from the fruit to create a spirit bomb. But even then, like
me personally, I would have.
It's the exchange
like
was weird.
It's like open end. I would have personally rather like I wanted to know that he was doing that or at least like have it explicitly said. Or like done in some way. Like I pitched to Nana, like maybe if it was like Turles goes up and starts eating some fruit and he's like, these have no, like these are barely any energy. Something like that. Like something drawing it out. Like,
yeah.
Like that's because it's over here. What the fuck? Or something like that. Or just come on, man. It was never yours to begin with. That would have been a good Goku line.
Yeah.
It was never yours to begin with. Come on. Give me the right. Let me get in the time. Let me find out the time machines are real. I'm going back. I'm saving this movie. Cause I'll tell you what, the ending.
It didn't
stick for me. It didn't entirely stick.
I was tapped in on this movie all the way till that very end.
Yeah, pretty much me too.
The ending hurt it a lot.
Yeah, we even got like a nice. We didn't bring it up, but there was like a nice road trip. Like,
yeah,
I love when movies do that. The world, it's coincidence that we've watched so many movies that done it. But when there's like a nice road trip break with a nice insert song, I'm like, you honestly, if there's no character growth throughout an entire film. I really do not care as long as there's like 1 3-minute scene where they're on a road trip. Cause then I do all the character building in my head.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It's too powerful of a narrative tool.
It is.
But anyway, so we got that at the beginning. So even the beginning was great. Icarus was really cool. And I guess so. Cause Icarus kind of stays around, not through a canon lens, but he pals around for a while.
Dotto.
Huh?
I'm seeing a trivia thing that I want to look up really fast.
Okay. Wait, whoa. Did that just say LeBron James goes viral for decking a Serbia player?
What?
I think it just said on your monitor there, the first point, back. LeBron James goes viral after decking Serbia player. Damn. What'd he do?
Don't know.
Okay. Well, all right. I mean, it got 86 comments, so that's probably pretty big.
Okay, the trivia here. The Rock the Dragon and Westwood Dub openings use footage mostly from this movie. Let's see if that's true.
No. This is 100% entirely true because I was thinking that the entire film. Like, that was the monkeys. That was the forest burned down.
This is Shenron from...
Not this.
Wait, no, he...
That is. Oh, wait, was that? Yeah, that's from... Yeah, what? That's from... Yeah, okay, so I mean, it might be even more than I thought.
That's not. That's
Dragon Ball Z.
Wait, but it is World Strongest. This is a lot of World Strongest.
They were doing the movie. Yeah, that was Turles. Turles.
World Strongest. No, that's Dead Zone.
That was Dead Zone. You're right.
That was
Turles.
Oh, wait, they loved the nap.
That's why I remember this nap.
That is 100%. Dude, that part was so sick.
That was sick, yeah.
Wait. Dude, this movie was so gas until the end.
Rock the Dragon just gaslit Nano into a win.
Dude, there was so much good stuff in this movie, man.
Rock the Dragon is too powerful.
Oh my gosh, dude. I could not imagine referencing another movie and thinking it has one of the best fights in all of Dragon Ball when there's just so many more that could just... Here, let's do some trivia before we get anywhere.
Okay.
This is the first and only film to feature the original Z Fighter team. So Goku, Gohan, Piccolo, Krillin, Yamcha, Tien, and Chiaotzu.
Well, there goes my RIP to my dream.
Damn. Power levels reported by Toriyama the Scouter in the film are Gohan at 10K, Piccolo at 18K,
damn,
Goku at 30K.
Jesus.
Let's see.
And he washes a times 20, 30K Goku? Or when was that reading taken?
Whoa. Yeah, dude.
That's fucking, is he?
That would make sense then if this is supposed to be somewhere
in Namek. Give me some basic numbers. Times 20 to 30 right now, please.
Is 600,000. What the
fuck? Turles washes Frieza. Well.
Turles with.
Fruit.
Yeah.
But he washes Frieza.
Damn.
And that means that Tree of Might Goku with Spirit Bomb from Fruit could have beaten Frieza without Super Saiyan.
Ooh.
Is 530,000 actually his max out?
Dude, when Frieza goes full power, he's 120 million.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
530 is just his base form?
Somehow, he goes from 530,000 all the way to 120 million. I don't know who the fuck thought that was a good idea to go that crazy with the numbers, man. Well, why did we go that crazy with the numbers?
Well, all I'm saying is they should have had Turles there at the Saiyan Revolt, bro. Like, if Turles and Bardock were there, it's got to be something in that fucking haircut. Like, he could have snuck up on, he could have blitzed him, maybe.
Goku is shown wielding his power pole on the film poster, even though he does not use it in the film. Similarly, Goku is seen wielding the power pole in the initial teaser poster for Dragon Ball Super Broly, but is only briefly seen with it in the film as a kid during the time skip transition between the prologue and present day.
And that barely even counts.
And then I just read this one, but we'll read it again. The Rock the Dragon and Westwood dub openings use footage mostly from this movie.
True.
This is the first theatrical appearance of King Kai in a movie, though his techniques, Kaioken and Spirit Bomb, debuted in the previous movie. This is also the first appearance of Yamcha, Tien, Chiaotzu in a Dragon Ball Z movie, though Yamcha had appeared in all three Dragon Ball original movies, and Tien and Chiaotzu also had first appeared in the third Dragon Ball movie. Have you ever seen any of those?
No.
Neither have I.
That's something we should watch.
I was thinking about that because, like, people are like, you guys should do a Dragon Ball rewatch, and I'm like, we're not doing a Dragon Ball rewatch.
We're already cooked, yeah.
Yeah, we're not. The reason why we don't do that...
We could do... The most I do is a Dragon Ball book club.
Yeah.
That's the most I'd do.
I'd be cool with that, but sitting down and us reacting to Z, as you guys have seen over the course of a year, you know, we're in the Namek saga now, but to add on 160 episodes of original Dragon Ball, and not to mention, it is kind of hard marketing these videos, and let's just be 100%, the market for original Dragon Ball is small. Like, I appreciate you guys 100% watching, but the market for OG Dragon Ball is small.
Yeah, I mean... Are we going to be able to pull off a, I don't even remember his name, like Master Carrot thumbnail? Like,
I think we could read it and do a one-off. That might be kind of fun. I've never read it. And this is it.
I like it.
All of Dragon Ball right here.
In the book form, it's pretty good.
So what does it look like? What is the spine?
I don't own the individual volumes. I have the compendium.
It's kind of cool.
It looks pretty good.
Okay. Anyway, let's go back. Let's talk about it. Goku uses Kaioken times 2 or times 10 in this movie long before it was actually shown in the manga.
There you go.
So that was him using Kaioken just times 10. Mm-hmm, then he takes mm-hmm, up to 20 when mm-hmm, he's fighting.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only movie and only time in the series for that matter in which Yamcha wears a gi with the Turtle School symbol on the front and the King Kai symbol on the back.
Oh, he was representing both. So I guess this movie is from... And they still couldn't win? This is after their King Kai training? Damn, man.
It is weird that they would have this be before they were wished back. Like, they premiered this in theaters before the characters were wished back.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Because, you know, literally right now in the rewatch, the trivia on the episodes is telling us they were previewing this at the end of the episodes.
That would have got me hyped up, dude. If I was watching episodes and then I saw a movie in the preview, I would have been like, fuck.
Dude. The movie marked the animated debut of Goku wearing his own symbol, Go, on both the front and back of his gi. as it would not debut in the TV series until New Ally, New Problem aired in Japan 2 months later. He goes on to wear the symbol in the movies Lord Slug, Cooler's Revenge, Battle of Gods, Broly, and Superhero.
Okay.
In one scene of the movie, there is a Ferris wheel that says DBZ. Yeah.
I noticed that. I noticed every branded piece of thing they use in there, like the Goku mug.
Yeah. This is interesting. The uncut ocean dub and Japanese version, first mentions of Frieza are made, precluding to the later fights of Frieza in the television series.
Okay.
In the edited dub of this movie, Turles' hands holding Gohan's eyes open are moved to Gohan's shoulders, despite the fact that his hands were clearly visible on Gohan's face in Rock the Dragon.
I mean, yeah, he's literally like holding his eyes open so he's forced to look at the moon, which was pretty sick, I thought.
Wait.
Go ahead.
Fucking, why can't they just leave shit alone?
What happened?
Never mind, Dotto.
It was the music?
In the Funimation redub of this movie, when Goku charged the Kaioken times 10 technique, he said, "Now, Kaioken times 20. This is obviously a dub change. This change is quite odd considering the Funimation in-house redub is based off of the Saban dub script, which correctly says Kaioken times 10 in it. It may have been done due to times 20 fitting the mouth flap in the scene better than times 10.
So he never goes times 20?
So he, no, the time he'd be 300,000 then, Dotto.
God damn it.
Funimation's 2006 uncut dub is based on the same script as 1997 Saban dub, albeit with some minor changes. They can't help themselves. Both the Saban dub and uncut Funimation dub incorrectly claim that the Tree of Might's fruit was only meant for Shenron. The Ocean / Pioneer dub, the AB Group dub, the Speedy dub correctly state that the fruit is only meant for Kami. What?
I guess the world's fruit? Like he just killed people or something?
Interesting. The Speedy dub and Ocean Pioneer dub both use Icarus's original name, Higher Dragon. I like Icarus.
Yeah, higher dragon?
Icarus is... Give him a name, man.
Yeah, what the hell
is higher
dragon?
He's too adorable and cute and like, what? We're not going to give him a name? Yeah, we're just going to say higher dragon? God.
It's a little weird.
Anyway, that was all the trivia, Dotto.
Woo!
I think it's time to...
trivia it out. Yeah, I'm ready to rate this thing.
I think it's time to leave a rating.
That was too much trivia.
Now, did you guys on the same page as us? I just like to reference this because there's not been that many of them yet. We gave Dead Zone both 4, World's Strongest a 7. From Dotto, an 8 from me. Battle of Gods got a 5 from Dotto and a 6 from me. Now it is time for the Tree of Might.
I know what I'm going to give it for sure.
I think I know exactly what I'm giving it.
Okay.
So I'm ready. You ready?
Yeah, let's count it down.
Count it down.
3, 2, 1, go.
7.
Oh. 7. Wow. I didn't expect that from you. But... Wait. What was your score for the last movie?
Tree of Might was an 8, and you were a 7.
You gave the last... Wait. Whoa. You think World's Strongest is better than this?
I think that World's Strongest handled the ending way better than this.
Yes. I mean, I'd agree with that. But for me, everything else was so sick.
Like, am I about to let you sway me up to an 8 right now?
I don't know, man. I'm not even going to do it. I'm just saying everything else was so much cooler.
I don't know about so much cooler.
Until the ending.
You're sleeping on World's Strongest already. This is crazy.
I'm not sleeping on World's Strongest already. It was a surprise, to be sure. But now, it is Dr. Wheelow.
That's true.
It is Dr. Wheelow.
I really enjoyed that movie. I'm so serious. I enjoyed the shit out of World's Strongest, dude. I was so tapped in. I hate... how high we are on these. I'm afraid there's movie that's going to ever go below like a 7, Dotto.
Well, that's what I...
You think Lord Slug is going to...
Honestly, I was entering pretty biased. I was coming in here. I was ready to say 9. But then I really thought about it. And these are on a movie scale for me.
You cannot judge... That's why I gave the listings for the movies. You can't judge the movies the same as we're judging
TV shows.
These
are on a movie scale for me, which means if I give this... These are sharing positions with like... Broly and Superhero.
Yes.
So.
And I can preemptively tell you guys, there's no world where I don't give Broly a 10.
Yeah, okay. Wait until the rewatch, buddy.
Like, if there's a movie in my mind that's a 10, it's literally, and I'm talking about Dragon Ball Super Broly. Probably Z Broly too, but Dragon Ball Super Broly for sure is a 10. I love Z Broly. I'm a Z Broly glazer and a half.
We'll see, bro. We'll see on rewatch. You might hate those films.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to do it.
What?
I'm going to do it.
What are you doing? I'm giving it down to 6?
No. Bringing it down?
Not at all.
I'm going to give it an 8. So that way Key Moments rankings on Twitter can know The official Nanogenics score for this is an 8.
Okay, so 2 8s.
2 8s, yeah. You're right. I think in my head, I was trying to think back to how much I enjoyed World Strongest.
Yeah.
And to me, I was thinking maybe I didn't enjoy it quite as much, but yeah. And then also just rewatching. I know we literally did just watch this, but just rewatching that Rock the Dragon and like, damn, this movie had style, dude.
It was sick,
dude. Holy shit. I do want to say this before we wrap up. That does mean, and yes, you just inferred that correctly, Dotto and I are ranking Battle of the Gods against Tree of Might and World Strongest, and we both ranked those two movies higher than Battle of Gods.
What did we give Battle of Gods?
You gave it a 5, I gave it a 6. You are saying that this is 3 points higher on your scale than Battle of Gods.
Yes. Did you hear me multiple times through this film? Like, that was funny.
There was a couple times in Battle of Gods I went, Dotto.
Dude, like literally, don't get me wrong. You Will Not Destroy My World is probably better than anything in this film. But, well, in terms of like peaks, You Will Not Destroy My World is above anything in this film for sure. But in terms of like
this film was sick.
The bar graph, dude, this bar, like, you know, the beginning and then like right up here, you know, like a little, some peaks, some valley, like, and then it ends. Unfortunately, it does dip at the end. But Battle of Gods, dude, it's just, it's not even close, dude. Yeah. It is unreal, dude. Unreal.
Listen, you guys can support the podcast if you still want to. We just said all that.
No, I mean, they're done.
By going to patreon.com/keymoments or clicking the join button on YouTube. We appreciate you guys listening to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast, and of course, watching here on YouTube. We appreciate you guys so much. Leave a like, leave a rating, hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you guys in the next one.
Podcast. Oh, shit.